God is always ready when we are. In the following books, Emmett Fox shows how to get that divine contact that will bring a freshness and newness to every area of your life. Preface. Listen to the golden key more than once. Many times. Do exactly what it says. And if you are persistent enough, you will overcome any difficulty. The author. The golden key. Scientific prayer will enable you, sooner or later, to get yourself, or anyone else, out of any difficulty on the face of the earth. It is the golden key to harmony and happiness. To those who have no acquaintance with the mightiest power in existence, this may appear to be a rash claim, but it needs only a fair trial to prove that, without a shadow of a doubt, it is a just one. You need take no one's word for it, and you should not. Simply try it for yourself and see. God is omnipotent, and man is his image and likeness, and has dominion over all things. This is the inspired teaching, and it is intended to be taken literally, at its face value. Man means every man. And so the ability to draw on this power is not the special prerogative of the mystic or the saint, as is so often supposed, or even of the highly trained practitioner. Whoever you are, wherever you may be, the golden key to harmony is in your hand now. This is because in scientific prayer, it is God who works, and not you, and so your particular limitations or weaknesses are of no account in the process. You are only the channel through which the divine action takes place, and your treatment will really be just the getting of yourself out of the way. Beginners often get startling results at the first time of trying, for all that is absolutely essential is to have an open mind and sufficient faith to try the experiment. Apart from that, you may hold any views on religion or none. As for the actual method of working, like all fundamental things, it is simplicity itself. All you have to do is this. Stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. This is the complete rule, and if you only will do this, the trouble, whatever it is, will presently disappear. I will repeat it. All you have to do is to stop thinking about the difficulty, whatever it is, and think about God instead. That's it. Finished. It makes no difference what kind of trouble it is. It may be a big thing or a little thing. It may concern health, finance, a lawsuit, a quarrel, an accident, or anything else conceivable. But whatever it is, just stop thinking about it and think of God instead. That is all you have to do. The thing could not be more simple, could it? God himself could scarcely have made it simpler, and yet it never fails to work when given a fair trial. Do not try to form a picture of God, which is, of course, impossible. Work by rehearsing anything or everything that you know about God. God is wisdom, truth, inconceivable love. God is present everywhere, has infinite power, knows everything, and so on. It matters not how well you may think you understand these things. Go over them repeatedly. But you must stop thinking of the trouble, whatever it is. The rule is to think about God, and if you are thinking about your difficulty, you are not thinking about God. To be continually glancing over your shoulder, as it were, in order to see how matters are progressing, is fatal, because that is thinking of the trouble, and you must think of God, and of nothing else. Your object is to drive the thought of the difficulty right out of your consciousness, for a few moments at least, substituting it with the thought of God. This is the crux of the whole thing. If you can become so absorbed in this consideration of the spiritual world that you